Close your eyes and watch your breath. Feel the breath in the body. When you breathe in, where do you feel it? Breath is not just the air coming in through the nose. It's the movement of energy in the body. Where do you feel that energy? Focus your attention there, and then watch it for a while. See what kind of breathing feels good. You can experiment with different kinds of breathing, long breathing, short breathing, fast, slow, heavy, light, deep or shallow, or in long, out short, in short, out long. See what your body needs right now. We have this quality to our sense of the body, this energy. We very rarely make the most out of it. Usually it's just there to keep us alive. It comes in, goes out, and that's about it. But if you pay attention to it, you begin to realize there's a lot more there than just in and out. You can refresh different parts of the body, energize different parts of the body, relax different parts of the body. If you pay attention, you can see they can do these things. This is what there is so much with our lives. There's lots of potentials in the mind, lots of potentials in the body that we have, but we don't make the most of them. We're interested in things outside, what other people are doing. What the Buddha says, though, is that the most important things in life are not what other people are doing someplace else. That's the message of the media. He says the most important things are what you're doing right here, right now, because this is how you shape your life. So we're going to train your mind so we can get some of the good potentials out of it. You don't train it with chains and sticks. You train it with mindfulness. Decide that there's something good you want to do with the mind, like getting it to settle down. Just teaching the mind to stay with one thing for a while. That can make a big difference. When you stay with one thing, you can think it through more thoroughly. You can observe it more thoroughly. So remember to stay here. That's mindfulness. And be alert to watch what's going on. And then be ardent in trying to do things as best you can. These three qualities are what establish you in mindfulness, establish you in concentration. They start with the precepts. It's one of the reasons why the Buddha has you not only sit here with your eyes closed to train the mind, but as you go through the day, look at what you're doing. He sets up the precepts because they're good rules to follow. They prevent you from doing things that are unskillful. But you've got to keep them in mind, and you have to be alert to your actions. You have to be willing to make the effort to stick by the precepts even when it's not easy. That way you're developing these three qualities of mindfulness, ardency, alertness. Then they carry over into the meditation. At the same time, following the precepts makes you honest. You begin to realize that some of the things you thought were okay actually are harmful. And you begin to see the harm that you've done. And you can say, okay, I don't want to do that harm anymore. It's possible to live without doing that harm. This way it lifts the quality of your mind. You look back on your actions of the day and there's nothing to criticize yourself with. It becomes a lot easier to live with yourself. That's why the Buddha didn't just teach meditation, he taught a whole training of life to train your whole mind in all your activities. As you said, this is a sign of a wise person, seeing that the mind needs to be trained. Because otherwise it's like having an animal that isn't trained. It creates messes here and there, creates all kinds of trouble. When you train the animal, you can put it to work. Same way when you train your mind, you can put it to work. You start discovering these potentials you have inside that you didn't realize you had before. Pay more attention inside, less outside. You find that there's a lot to learn.